Your database right-sizing recommendation is a hypothesis, not a change ticket. AWS Compute Optimizer now brings sharper RDS and Aurora recommendations. The safe savings workflow tests memory, I/O, monthly peaks, failover, commitments, and customer latency before declaring value. Database overprovisioning is rarely irrational. Teams buy headroom because an exhausted connection pool, memory pressure, or IOQ can turn a small infrastructure saving into an outage whose cost dwarfs it. The unused capacity is partly waste and partly an insurance policy written in instance classes. AWS Compute Optimizer now gives RDS for MySQL, RDS for PostgreSQL, Aurora MySQL, and Aurora PostgreSQL a more systematic way to price that policy. It analyzes CloudWatch signals, classifies instances and storage as overprovisioned, underprovisioned, or optimized, proposes instance and storage alternatives, shows estimated savings, and assigns performance risk. Recommendation preferences can adjust lookback, CPU thresholds, and CPU and memory headroom. That is far better than sorting databases by average CPU. It still cannot know the business cost of a latency spike, the next launch, a quarterly close, a failover, or a query plan that changes after deployment. A recommendation is a data-backed hypothesis. This configuration appears capable of serving the observed workload under the selected assumptions. Engineering must test those assumptions. Finance must verify the result. Know what the model observed. Compute Optimizer needs at least 30 hours of metric data in the past 14 days for supported databases. Enhanced infrastructure metrics can extend the look back to 93 days. The default choices also include 14 and 32 days. A 32-day view can capture a monthly peak that a 14-day window misses. 93 days can include quarterly or seasonal variation, but it costs extra. The look back should match the workload's calendar, not a global FinOps default. Payroll, billing close, enrollment, and retail events can be sparse and decisive. If the window excludes them, record the missing peak and require a separate benchmark or historical query analysis. Inspect finding reasons rather than only the top recommendation. CPU, memory, network bandwidth, EBSI ops, and throughput tell different stories. A database with low CPU can remain memory bound. An instance change can also change network and storage ceilings. The model's performance risk indicator is a prioritization input, not a service-level guarantee. Memory is not ordinary. Headroom database memory holds buffer pools, caches, connection state, sorting workspaces, and engine internals. Reducing it may not fail immediately. The system can shift reads to storage, increase latency, and amplify I/O charges. AWS's database approach is performance first and avoids recommendations that simply reduce memory capacity in supported scenarios. But teams still need to evaluate family-specific characteristics and observed pressure. Capture freeable memory, swap behavior, cache hit ratio, read latency, queue depth, temporary disk activity, connections, and query latency at percentiles. Compare steady state and recovery after restart when caches are cold. A benchmark run against a warm instance can hide the risk users experience after maintenance or failover. If memory metrics are incomplete or the application has unobserved spikes, buy the evidence before selling the capacity. Price instance and storage as a system. The cheapest instance alternative can change the storage profile. Less memory may produce more reads. A different instance family may expose different network and EBS bandwidth. Provisioned IOPS and throughput can be overbought independently of compute. Aurora adds a choice between standard and IO-optimized storage whose economics depend on actual IO. Model the complete database bill. Instances including replicas, storage, IO, provisioned IOPS and throughput, backup, snapshot, data transfer, monitoring, support effects, and license implications were applicable. For Aurora, compare the cluster's total instance plus storage plus I/O cost under both storage configurations. Do not declare a compute saving while an adjacent meter absorbs it. include commitments. Cost Optimization Hub can align estimated savings with active reserved instances and savings plans, but a technical downsize may strand a database reservation or shift coverage. Report gross run rate change, commitment impact, and net effective change separately. Test topology, not a single node. A production database is a topology: writer, readers, replicas, storage, proxies, clients, backups, and failover behavior. Right-sizing one element can move load to another. A smaller reader may lag, sending more traffic to the writer. A restart may trigger connection storms. A failover target must carry the workload at the moment capacity is impaired. Inventory role and dependency before approving a change. Confirm multi-AZ and replica symmetry, promotion tiers, parameter groups, connection limits, maintenance windows, and recovery objectives. Test failover or a representative rehearsal where the risk warrants it. For fleets, start with a non-critical member of a genuinely comparable cohort. Same engine and instance class is not enough. Query shape, data set, index health, connection pattern, and business calendar should also align. Create a performance budget. Translate reliability intent into numerical acceptance criteria. Examples include P95 query latency, transaction error rate, replica lag, CPU and memory headroom, IOQ depth, connection saturation, and recovery time. Set rollback thresholds before the change. Run a canary through representative read and write paths. Observe at least one meaningful demand cycle. If the application has monthly peaks, a one-hour test proves little. Use load testing to supplement production observation while acknowledging that synthetic queries rarely reproduce lock contention, cache locality, and client retries perfectly. The performance budget prevents two symmetrical mistakes: rejecting every recommendation because databases are sensitive, and accepting every recommendation because the console marked it low risk. Measure realized savings against a normalized baseline store. The recommendation ID, estimated monthly saving, look back, preferences, current and proposed configuration, commercial basis, approval, deployment time, and rollback criteria. After implementation, compare net amortized cost for a sufficient period and normalize by workload demand. If transactions grew 20% while spend stayed flat, the action may have improved unit cost even without an absolute bill reduction. If spend fell because demand fell before the change, the recommendation cannot claim the entire decrease. If latency worsened and engineers reverted, record learning, not savings. Finance should validate the monetary outcome. Engineering should validate the service outcome. The product owner should validate the unit measure. Only when all three agree should the opportunity move to realized value. An operating sequence for the fleet first. Opt in the organization and verify supported engines and metric sufficiency. Set look back and headroom by workload class. Exclude migrations, incidents, and incomplete observation windows. Rank recommendations by net savings, performance risk, rollback ease, and business criticality. Second, review the complete cost and topology for each candidate. Run controlled changes on low-risk cohorts, enforce performance budgets, and retain rollback capacity. Third, reconcile successful changes to cost and unit metrics. Feed rejections and reversions back into workload-specific preferences. Track recommendation, acceptance rate, time to decision, realized to estimated savings, rollback rate, reliability regressions, and percentage of fleet with adequate metrics. A low acceptance rate may indicate conservative engineering or poorly tuned recommendations. The evidence will tell you which. Make caution. Productive database teams are right to resist changes whose downside is measured in outages and whose upside is a spreadsheet estimate. FinOps teams are right to question permanently purchased headroom. Compute Optimizer gives both sides a common, evidence-based starting point. The productive compromise is not trust the tool or never touch the database. It is a controlled experiment with an explicit performance budget, a complete cost model, a rollback, and a measurement period. That turns right-sizing from an argument over fear into a repeatable engineering practice. Cost Defender connects database recommendations with topology, owner, commitments, performance evidence, and realized cost, so teams can remove expensive uncertainty without removing the headroom the service actually needs.